go. Just rolling on this.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast, where three internet Hollywood professionals have 1 hour to turn a humble idea into a cinematic masterpiece. I am Freddie Wong, one of said of the individuals.
Freddie's a director and also a pro Gundam assembler. Hi, I'm Will Campos, screenwriter.
Hi, I'm Matthew Arnold, friend first, screenwriter, director second. God, sorry, we all screwed.
We're a little rusty today.
Yeah. I have a cold.
Freddie's got a cold, and Matt and I have script fever because we just finished our feature film script, which we're very, very excited about. Yep. And hopefully our agents will be reading soon, and then we can make money doing a real thing as opposed to this podcast.
Hey, this podcast's real to me.
This podcast too real, end. For real, too real, to me IRL, for me IRL.
Anyway, that's why we're coming out on the Thursday or the day later than usual. So sorry for those of you who are busy, I don't know, refreshing your podcast feeds, hoping to see this. Anyway,
no joke, I do that though. Like with Pod Save America and like Mobim Bam, which are both like, you know, like real podcasts.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, where are they? Like, why haven't they uploaded?
So it's like 10 a.m. on Monday. Where's Mobim Bam?
If we've caused anyone any grief with our delayed upload, we apologize. And, but we're here. We're ready to rock.
And speaking of delays, let's delay no longer. For this week, we tackle a book adaptation, a classic book adaptation. You guys ever have this classic book fairs when you were kids?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's where I got all my Calvin and Hobbes. But Scholastic is moving away from the sort of book fair and the educational book sort of market. They want to get into film. They want to get into cinema. And on the top of their docket for books to be adapted, the classic first discovery book entitled Internet, the first discovery book from Scholastic, which came out in the year 2000, which is but a lifetime ago at this point. But
I am extremely excited for this.
And I want to be clear. For those of you who are listening to this podcast in the audio medium, you will know what this book is. It is kind of internet famous because of how ridiculous the cover was.
So why don't you take us away with a vivid description of this textbook, and then hopefully people will get why this was such a pro choice.
We do not know what is inside this book. We only know the cover.
This is going to be
you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can adapt one into a feature film.
So here's Internet. It depicts up at the top you have. It looks like 2, 3, 4, 5 images up on the top in the white, over white. You have a old sort of 486 looking PC computer with like little tchotchkes on top of the monitor. You have a satellite next to it. You have a yellow at symbol. You have a letter in an envelope.
It's an envelope, yeah.
And then you have a website. Like, it looks like old school, like Netscape Navigator with like a picture of Saturn. Underneath it, the title of the book, Internet, in like just Times New Roman with a big red underline underneath it. And then really the focal point.
You're really burying the lead here, which I like. Because we're now getting to the meat of the internet textbook.
The first thing you see, this is what would have caught your eye at the Scholastic Book Fair. It's a kid surfing on a large keyboard in his arms outstretched in a T pose, crouched in a balance on top of it, his green baseball cap turned jauntily sideways with a little bit tuft of blonde hair peeking out, joy upon his face.
Now, I want to throw one thing to our audience. Close your eyes and picture the shoes you think this kid is wearing. You bet your fucking ass he's got double Velcro sneaks.
Double Velcro black and white sneaks, them panda color tones, jeans. In his left hand clutched a mouse, and he's surfing on top of a keyboard. He is not alone. He is joined by flanked on either side behind him, trailing in similar surfing poses of various level of adeptness.
And diversity. He's got a real Burger King Kids Club.
It's a fucking Burger King Kids Club.
Basically, you've got the BK Kids Club surfing on giant keyboards over the earth.
One kid in the back, I should note, with the only other one with a back-turned baseball cap, this one in red, executing a
He's snowboarding. Everybody else is surfing. He is clearly snowboarding.
A textbook indie grab. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not an indie grab. Anyway, it's the one with your left hand. Anyway, so yeah, you have the Asian girl to the left. You have a undetermined ethnicity sort of boy next to her. You got the black
this
kid,
is back,
blonde girl. Like
this is back in the early 2000s when diversity meant three white men and then two token minorities and a blonde girl.
Yeah, exactly.
And everyone's like, good enough, let's take five.
And you might be wondering where they are. Where are they surfing? Is it some sort of strange liminal space? No, it is very explicitly in Earth's stratosphere as the sun rises behind them. So
I was, you know, like, if it were up to me, I think I would have given them, like, you know, like, I'm surprised they didn't go with, like, one of those purple 80s, like, neon grids that you see.
It's true, but this ain't the 80s, baby. This is 2000.
Internet about it. Like, it is just like, it is literally five kids in the stratosphere.
No, but
six kids of diverse, colorful outfits and ethnicities.
Here's, I will say this, when I was a kid and they still used the term information superhighway, this image was already in my head. Like, this is, I think, the platonic ideal of what, like, a 10-year-old in 1996 thought of the internet. Was like, yeah, it's like we're all jacking into cyberspace and then we're all zipping around.
I do want to point out that the scale of the keyboards that they're on are very large.
Yeah.
In order for him to conduct a surfer pose on, this keyboard must
be... It's like a 6-foot keyboard.
Yeah, it's like a 4.5-foot long keyboard. Anyway, the clock begins now.
Okay, I do want to point out one thing first, because we were talking about this image the other day, and I was like... Did they, like, maybe they're normal size keyboards, but the kids are shrunk down. But then the mouse is to scale with a normal mouse. So he's holding, like, a normal mouse plugged into a gigantic keyboard. That's literally the only explanation.
Yeah, that is the only way this works. Yeah, the mouse is about as big as, like, two keys.
He's the only one with the mouse. So just to throw one thing out there, I feel like the mouse is, like... What do they have something like the Pagemaster? It's like the One Ring, like whatever the mouse. I feel like, wherever they are, wherever we put them, the mouse is he's the leader because he's got the mouse, right? It's
maybe
like the
his
Red Ranger.
Name is Mouse, like that guy.
Oh
his
name
in the
is
Matrix.
Mouse. Yeah. Yes, his name is Mouse.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So our main
character is
Mouse.
Are we thinking feature? Are we thinking Netflix prestige television series?
So yeah, right. Like this does kind of have a potential. Like, I mean, without the central sort of Miss Frizzle esque, but it does feel like Magic School Bussy. It feels like PBS After School Special as a potential series where it's like this group of kids. Right. That's the sort of a trope that was definitely drawn upon back in the 90s with your Captain Americas, which by the way is a good story break thing that we'll eventually do. Or you know, or Magic School Buses or what have you. It's like, you know, group of preteen kids have to go on adventures and solve things, right?
Is it that, or is it a $250 million big budget multiplex straight to...
What is internet, guys?
What is internet?
Ah!
Yeah, like Netflix, it's those 90s Stranger Things.
Well, no, so here's something that varies, because again, we were also talking about when we were picking this the other day. I was like, oh, we're going to do like the Stranger Things is this big, like kids on bikes riding around in 80s suburbs that this would be the 90s kids on keyboards riding around the internet,
just like we did.
Solving mysteries, just like we did back when we were kids. But I do like that this book came out in 2000. No one, I feel like you see 90s nostalgia quite a bit, but no one is fucking around with 2000s nostalgia.
Something
yet.
In my head, by the way, is just like, okay, what if Y2K happened?
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Go
like Y2K, like we didn't see it coming. It happened. And this team of like internet, and right, because like, all the adults, they don't get it. They miss Y2K. They don't get this new technology. And we're futzing the timeline a little bit. But this group of diverse teens, these superheroes, are surfing. Like they've... I don't know.
Did Y2K suck them into the internet? Is that what you're thinking?
Or are they trying to save Y2K?
Well, I'll tell you, here's what I'm trying. Oh, that's a good...
They're trying to stop Y2K.
I was recently reading something about like...
Oh,
people who did, like the people who stopped Y2K from happening, like the frustration of everybody like, ha, Y2K, they're like, that was a... We did a good job. It's all it is. It's like, that was a real problem. And like engineers and programmers spent like a decade fixing shit so the world wouldn't end. It wasn't like a joke. Like we worked really hard.
It is seen as this big joke now, though. It's like, it's like, remember Y2K? What a load of bullshit that turned out to be. And it's like, we saved the fucking world.
Yeah. There's people like, no, nuclear.
That's a real damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if it did happen, they'd be like, what are you idiots doing? And then if it didn't happen, it's like nothing happened.
Well, it's like Doc doctors. It's like, stop eating red meat and you won't have a heart attack. And then, like, you don't have a heart attack. They're like, so you, the doctors, didn't do anything. It's like, well, it worked. So, yeah. So maybe this is on the eve of the millennium.
Well, so it really kind of gets to, I think, one of the things I'm trying to wrap my head around, which is, how do you personify or physically show what the internet's supposed to be, right? Like, is it like some, like, Johnny Mnemonic-esque cyberspace? Or, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to figure out what is the internet as we see it? Is this space they move through? Is it still this abstract thing? I feel like it has to be a physicalized space that they move through.
There were satellites. Of course, there were satellites in 2000.
Yes! So. Wait, what?
I meant, I know there's satellites.
Hey, Matt, maybe you should pick up a Scholastic history textbook and do a little reading.
But I was thinking more like internet style, because what I was getting to is, like, maybe this image is them surfing, because, like, this is such an again, this is not like cyberpunk, like you said, like the grid lines.
No, this isn't pink mohawks.
Yeah, and this isn't like them going through like again, Tron style grid lines. This is six kids flying over the earth on keyboards. Like, so I'm wondering if this is like them going on a super highway between two satellites. Like, if you can still do the kind of like cyberpunky, like, inside the grid, but they go from one satellite to the other, and this is like the big.
I'm gonna throw one thing at you.
Okay,
it's just looking at the word internet over this picture of this radical boy. And I was just like, what if the movie is about a boy named Internet?
like North or something?
What if, like, North? Like, what if this is a boy named Internet? Or like the internet, it's like Johnny Mnemonic with a 12-year-old, and like the internet down, like the internet became self-aware and wanted to learn about us.
Oh, shit.
Became a 12-year-old boy.
Oh, shit. And by the way, because the 12-year-old boys are the ones at that time, like, you're right, like, it's some, like, weird corner of the internet, and he's, like, you know, jacked in and maybe looking at something he shouldn't be looking at, and of course, he's the vestibule for it.
So because the internet became sentient, and, like, then turned into a boy.
It's
to
like
go
that,
make friends.
It's a very special boy. Like, remember that movie Powder?
Yeah. Everybody's favorite movie Powder.
Everyone's favorite movie Powder, which I haven't seen, but now I'm looking at the thing, and he's like this very special boy who's an albino, and he has superpowers. Like, what if it's a boy named Internet? And he's this very
it.
Special
this is what
kid.
We're going for. That's what we're going with.
All right. Oh, no.
That's what we're going with.
Okay. Internet.
Internet the boy. Okay.
What should we call you? I don't have a name. Where did you come from? He just sort of points meekly at the computer screen as an animated under construction.
Is
GIF
this
loops.
Like maybe? I don't want to overlap with Clippy too much. That's the only thing I'm worried about. I don't want to steal too much from our Clippy episode. We owe the fans
like,
more than that.
Is there something to do with this? I'm just staring at that mouse again. I feel like this kid's the leader. This kid's the Red Ranger. I'm just trying to think.
What
like,
if it's Sense8 and they're all internet?
Oh my God.
I will say, was the Green Ranger black?
Are these kids literally synced
yes,
up
God,
with the Power
pink
Rangers?
The pink
there's
Ranger,
the pink Ranger is the blonde girl, and then there's the black kid is the Green Ranger, and then the
again,
Asian
the,
girl
the,
is the
and the yellow,
yellow,
was,
yellow
who was the
Ranger.
Yellow Ranger. These kids, oh my God.
And then the stunt kid is just, he's there and you can't see who he is because there were not six Rangers, so.
Cool stunt boy. And then there's the Blue Ranger. Was the Blue Ranger also a white kid?
Yeah, he's like a dork.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
This is the
we
Power
just
Rangers.
Busted this case wide open. All right. Fascinating though that is. Okay. All right. I'm rubbing my story temples. We gotta dial in here.
Okay, so are we doing mouse or internet?
I don't know.
I like internet the boy.
Okay.
Well, but like Matt, the mouse could be like how he, you know what I mean? Like he's
how, all right, Freddie, I'm gonna ask for a time check. How far are we in?
We're eight minutes in.
Okay, I'm gonna say let's give ourselves 2 minutes
to really settle on
to
one.
Really like and just to really just to help find
the
this
only
concept.
Problem I have with
internet the boy. I don't know. Like
it's hard because like Powder sucked. It's hard to do. It's just hard. You have to then be like, what are the five? It's because he's not really a character, and he's hard to relate to. It's hard to relate to like. God, right? Like it's hard to relate.
I think this is kids. I think this is Stranger Things for the year 2000, and it's kids instead of kids on bikes in a suburb. It's kids surfing keyboards.
Okay,
and I think
in the stratosphere.
It's like a Goonies type situation.
I can see that.
And
yeah,
it's, they're all solving a mystery together. Like their local internet is going to get destroyed and turned into a big ski resort. So they have to find treasure or something.
Well, I like the idea of the internet being this new novel thing in this world. So it's like, we got to use this thing to help solve, you know what I mean? Like, the dumb adults don't get it, right? Like,
what if, okay, I, all right, what if it, okay, 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 all right, shut up. What if it's like Silicon Valley Muppet Babies, and like this main kid is Mark Zuckerberg?
Oh my god!
And then like you just do like it's all of these like future tech geniuses, and it's like the Breakfast Club.
But and it's like Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, and like Bill Gates is one of them. He's like the rich.
But it's you would do like it's like they're all the AV club at their they're the internet club at their school or something like that, and that's all that's how they all know each other. Like again, like the little dweebs and fucking Stranger Things. Their ham radios or whatever, and then you do but they're like they're that but they discover some cyber secret. Yeah, it's like one of those. It's like a, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
You know,
and then you do your Breakfast Club ending, which is like all of them just like went on to become a billionaire.
So can we call this kid Mouse just so we can
like
say
sure, Mouse. Yes, Mouse is our main character.
Okay, Mouse looks like a little brat. So
ooh,
I'm trying to yeah, he's a little brat, and he's got his little sideways cap. So who's this Mouse character?
Guys, so I want you to really, really take some time and get this, because since I'm sick, I've been cranking fluids and I have to pee really bad. So I'm just I'll be back in like 30 seconds. I'm sorry. I gotta go. I'm sorry.
Okay, Freddy's gone. We can finally do the podcast the way we want to.
Okay. All right. So this main character is absolutely Freddy.
That's the secret of it.
You know what? Freddy's one of the characters. Okay.
Okay. All right.
It's just empty space in the room now.
I know. Okay. That's all right. Weird. Ooh, this is weird. Like, yeah. I feel like we should definitely like...
It's just you and me talking.
Should we have like a funny word that we are, like the audience knows that is the word that saying to troll Freddy?
Okay,
like
yeah.
If we say the word banana, what we're really saying is Freddy sucks.
Okay. That's pretty good. Okay. When we say banana, that means Freddy sucks.
Oh, I can't bring this kind of drama into the writer's room. It's gonna derail us. All right.
Mouse is this main character. He's the one who's gonna bring these kids together. He's the Red Ranger. What do you want to figure out? Do you want to figure out these kids, or like what are they doing in internet?
This image.
This image is so delightful. There's no conflict in this image.
This
is
the
problem, and drama depends on conflict. So I'm trying to think like what.
I know, that's the, yeah, you know what? It's like, we'd be better off if the cover was like them with swords fighting a big space bug or something like that. I'd be like, all right, they're fighting a big, what is the conflict, essentially?
Yeah.
Right now, it's like this radical voyage of discovery, and it's like they're leaving the Earth, I'll say that.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to do a super close read of the internet textbook cover, they've lifted into the stratosphere, they seem to be soaring off into the galaxy. Like, this isn't like, they're not bound for Earth. They are, and it doesn't even seem like they're like, you know, orbiting Earth. This is like, we're leaving, guys. Like, we're going on a big space adventure.
They're getting the fuck out of there. They're getting away from their homes. So there's a bunch of traumatized, abused children who escape Earth.
You have to cut. Yeah, the Power Rangers had to fight aliens. Like, what is they fighting? The government? Are they fighting like the evil? You know.
Maybe if we look to these. Okay, why is there a picture of Saturn?
Oh, up top, the rubric of strange emails. The email seems to be like the. By the way, three out of the five images, and two out of the five are space related.
What if the internet? Just to think about it in terms of like you, like the magical discovery or school bus or you know Yale school bus. Oh, shit, what did I
Magical
say?
Magical Discovery Yellow School Bus, yeah, is your exact words.
I was trying to combine three different things. The Magical Discovery Yellow School Bus, my favorite show as a kid.
I love that one.
Yeah.
Every school, good. After school, every day.
Again, I don't think they're going to leave Earth, right? Because that's probably what's happening in the cover. But like if we, for the sake of simplicity, if you do, this is the way they travel through the internet. And then in the show, like the internet's essentially a way to travel through time and space. Like if it.
Yeah.
Again, they get on their keyboards and they zap up to the satellites and they spin around the Earth and then they drop down. And, like, you should definitely use stuff. We should definitely, like, the internet needs to be a character to a degree. There should be, you know, cyber bullies or whatever that also, like, fly around in outer space and they have dogfights or whatnot.
What if they're all... Well, okay, just to push it aside a little bit. the idea, because again, I'm trying to get my head around like what do you see as the internet, but I like the idea of like, oh, it's like internet. I mean, it's kind of emoji movie, but like the internet is like physical places. So here's like the Amazon, and the Amazon's like it's like a jungle full of books and stuff, and you know, like stuff like that. And then at the very least, though, you can have like, oh, there's a virus that is like consuming the land, and it explains why they can like, you know, surf around like this. And what if these guys aren't actually kids? What if they're sentient avatars?
What if?
What if?
I'm trying to yes and that, but I don't know where it goes. I kind of went into the weeds just in my own little head zone for a second here. Oh boy. Ooh, this one's going to be slippery. Ew, God, internet stuff's hard. This is like IT. This is like Stephen King's IT all over again. It's like it's so intangible.
But to pick, okay. Again, these six characters.
Yes.
Let's think about the characters. Because again, I think the cover is so, there's so many things you could do. They could be flying in space. This can be a representation of the internet.
Right,
this could
be
any number of things. They could have cool psychedelic keyboards. There's a bunch, but like what is the story of six kids? Like, what's going to be a good...
Right.
I'll throw this out there. Are they all from the same town? Or is this, like, is the implication here that these kids are from all over the Earth? Like, do they know each other through the internet? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know how Captain Planet works, but is it
like... They're a sort of multinational coalition.
Yeah, they kind of come together for...
They assemble, yeah.
Okay. Ooh, I like that. I like that they assemble because, again, you have the image of the whole world here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like all these kids like fly up into space and meet each other for when something needs to happen for whatever reason. They're
like that Green Lantern core of the internet.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's kind of like Power Rangers escorts, like, you know how Zardoz like picks the teen with toots?
Yes, yeah, Zardoz, the Sean Connery movie, Zardoz. Yeah, Sean Connery in a bikini.
Okay, Zardoz
is
in this.
The penis is good. Okay. Find teens with attitude.
Zardoz is the bad guy of internet.
Oh, Zardoz.
But whoever the internet god is picks these six kids.
Okay.
Because the internet can see everything, so they know the kids that have the most dude or whatever are the smartest and the brightest.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, again, that brings us kind of back to. I'm with you so far.
Mouse doesn't feel like he's the smartest or the brightest. In fact, all the other kids are like, yo, what the fuck is this new mouse guy doing here?
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just trying to.
No,
just,
I like that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to inject some conflict into. Mouse is your main character, and he always feels like he's out of place, and he gets this awesome opportunity. Essentially, Harry Potter asks, like, holy shit, I'm becoming part of the internet crew, this hot, flying around the world super team, which we need to figure out what they're going to do. But it's like.
Okay, here's essentially, and I do think I'm not trying to get away from character stuff because I think it's very important, but Captain Planet fights pollution.
Yeah.
What is internet fighting? What are they trying to do? That's where I'm kind of like.
Yeah. So internet.
I mean, like, what do you use the internet for? It's like fighting ignorance and like sort of flaming flaming people you disagree with politically.
Okay, so placing the kids on a table for
piracy?
A second. Oh my god.
Like there's a pirate character?
Oh my god.
Oh, and it just becomes like, this sanctimonious like this is you and
Demo. Okay, wait, I'm okay with this if we just double down and be like, this is a freaking 2000 and after school special against pirates.
No, but it's like, but bear with me. If you were to do like, again, like, I'm sure our audience got here 10 seconds in where they're like, oh, you should just do Captain Planet, but with the internet, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, so you would do, here's these radical kids, and then it's like a show where someone was like, again, remember, like, the 2000s was the internet's kind of big coming out party.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you had like AOL, you had Instant Messenger,
Scholastic books written about it,
you had, you know, Pirate Napster was big.
Yep.
You had all this anxiety about pornography and like, oh my god, is my teen safe online?
Yeah.
Everybody realized
porn is a super cool.
Sorry, I just let you hang on that one. But could you do like, I'm trying to think if there's like a wholesome kids show you could do.
Yeah,
but
it's like
that they, it's about like teaching kids to use the internet responsibly.
Yeah, well, let's think about it. There's cyber bowling.
Especially
if you do like AOL, remember you could warn people on AOL Messenger and then you'd all team up and warn somebody up to 100% and then they stopped using Messenger.
The best.
Yeah, you remember. I was about to say.
There's like online video games and then like, you know, like, you know, saying,
well, there's viruses. And
there's viruses.
And you can't put, there's pedophiles. You can't put any of your information out on the internet.
Okay,
forbid.
So, okay, yes.
So virus is the main bad guy.
There's I said, no, like, no, 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 Matt. V.I.R.U.S. is the bad guy coalition.
Dot U. Dot five.
Oh, yes. V.I.R.U.5. Okay. It's like a sort of proto-anonymous collective of evil doers on the net, right?
Okay.
And then you do basically you have like a sort of guy. You remember it's you had Captain Planet, but you had Gaia, and Gaia was like Captain Planet's boss, right? Yeah. Or something like that. Like Gaia, but it was
there a hierarchy to Captain Planet?
He's a captain. Hello.
That's true. You're right. Who is General Planet?
But there's nobody above a captain on a pirate ship.
But Captain Planet wasn't a pirate, so...
You're right, he was a...
Sit the fuck down and take notes, please. Gaia lived on Hope Island and was the... I said like she's dead. She's a fictional character. Gaia lives on Hope Island as the female spirit of Earth guarding peace and harmony. She is a beautiful... This is weird. Gaia appears as a beautiful, mature woman with tan skin, dark hair with lighter streaks and light-colored eyes. So, this, you know, to be fair, if you had to describe Gaia as someone, this is how you'd describe her. So,
and if you needed to put her on a dating site...
See, she is the spirit of Earth. So she's you know what I mean? It's like one of those. And then Captain Planet
like a
is like
spirit
the,
of like learning.
So I was going to say, like, you do that, like there's this sort of like, again, like the internet is alive, or that there is some sort of like good, benevolent internet Gaia, so to speak, right? Like a chatbot that gains sentience, or like, you know, DARPANET, or something like that.
It's the promise of the internet, right?
Or if it's just internet, if it's the internet. Like, that's the
internet.
Name.
Yeah.
Yeah, internet. They are chosen by the internet.
I'm known
by
many names. The World Wide Web.
The Information Superhighway. Superhighway.
I am all and none of those things.
I like to be called internet.
Internet.
So internet chooses these kids to fight virus.
To fight virus.
That's insane.
Yes. Okay. Yes. This is very good. This is very good. And then he imbues them with special powers, right? Like, so he, like, when it's time for a mission, like, they all lead their normal lives, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, their normal teen lives at, you know, teen high school.
What's kind of, by the way, what's kind of fun about that?
Welcome to teen high.
Teen high.
That's our next follow-up for Video Game High School is teen high school. In a future where teens go to high school.
In a radical future where teens go to school.
I like the idea of, like, you know how, like, in, like, you know, like
sorry, just one second.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She was the best and brightest team in her hometown, and then she got invited to teen high.
But will she be able to learn and... Like, yeah, anyway.
And what?
I don't know.
And teen out?
And teen out.
Keep being everything that makes her hella teen. We'll be teens forever.
She was the first teen to wear her backwards cap slightly askew.
Oh my gosh.
Oh shit.
I like the idea of, because, you know, like Captain Planet, not Captain Planet.
I just want to point out we've now broken two stories.
That's true. We have Teen High.
Teen High and Internet. Okay, all right.
Because Power Rangers has a little bit of the sort of day-to-day drama of, like, the school, right? Like, there's a little bit of the machinations.
Yeah, there's, like, your sort of,
but
yes.
I like the idea of, and it is very kind of true to the Internet, which is, like, these kids interact, like, maybe after school online in chat rooms and stuff like that. They know each other because they're all in different parts of the world, which they can bring their various sort of cultural identities to bear in their various fights against. You know, this starts to push more towards series, by the way.
Oh, yeah, this is absolutely a series.
Or a $400 million movie. James Cameron thriller. Okay. All right. So let's go through these kids. We got Mouse, right?
Oh, not to double down on virus really quick. What exactly, I just want to get a sense, like, what this coalition. So are they stopping, like, cyberbullying? Are they stopping just all negative things
all
on the internet?
All negative things on the internet.
Virus is at it again. And so Virus is just a bad guy legion, right? Okay. So you have, and again, I think the same way that, I think Captain Planet had a character called Duke Nukem.
Nuclear,
Captain Planet. Hold on.
Wait, really?
They had a... What's
okay,
a,
so like one episode...
Yeah, there was... This drove me nuts. I was for years. I'm like, am I fucking insane? There was a character called Duke Nukem on planet who is one of the eco-villains, and he was a radioactive mutant who thrives on radiation and toxic waste. But, like, yeah, he has, like... He's actually a pretty cool-looking character. He's, like, got this, like, yellow skin, and then he's got, like...
I remember
like,
that dude.
Board shorts and a Hawaiian shirt unbuttoned. He's, like, the sort of Jimmy Buffett of the crew.
I just want to get my head around, like, an example. Like, just... So it would be like they get the notification and some character like from virus, Trojan or somebody.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is little do you know he got the test results of a report and he's sending them to all the kids in the school and all the kids are going to cheat and
I think you could go bigger scale than that. I mean, you could do they're like they want to crash the stock exchange, or you could. I don't know that it all has to be they're just bringing grief to this one high school, this international cabal of cyber criminals is trying to punk teen high.
Yeah, that sounds, what you said, it sounds a little more exciting.
Yeah, it could be like systems, like, oh, they might, like, so you have, like, real life consequence stuff, like, oh, that's what I like about it, because you can do the whole range. You can do stuff like, wow, they're going to do this thing where they're going to, like, screw up the Hoover Dam and, like, cause a
Season
disaster.
Two, we do a special episode on cyberbullying is what happens.
Oh, a very special after yeah, school, very, yeah. Very it's a really small scale one.
Okay, but yes, it's all, it's like, yes, okay, it's going to be like... It's going to be like virus has infected the nuclear power plants of the
okay,
West
so
Coast.
Just by the way, just so it's like, so that we, like, as if you want that fucking hypothetical episode, you would do that, like, fucking, I'm literally Googling most popular band 2000. Okay, you do that NSYNC is going to play the fucking, is like, their new album's coming out. And they're going to fucking, you know, they're going to play this big concert and all the teens are excited about going to the NSYNC concert. But, oh no, their album got stolen by virus who are holding it ransom. Otherwise, they're going to put it on Napster for free, right? And then you have this sort of like well-intentioned guy who created Napster teams up with them. And then he learns about how what he's doing is shitty and wrong, and then like he shouldn't, you know, like that, you know, like that, you know, just because he created a tool doesn't, you know, that and other people use it for wrong, he's still responsible and he needs to be, you know, with great power comes great responsibility.
And
NSYNC's
gonna have to cancel their concert and all the kids aren't gonna go to their concert.
And then you do NSYNC is the damsel in distress. They're like, help us, you know, internet teens, and then
at the end NSYNC just releases all their music for free because they realize art should be paid for.
That's such a good ending.
Fucking pay for your art. But yeah, no, that's the end of the episode. Okay, that makes sense.
So like that being a hypothetical.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It seems like I liked your stock exchange one. That seems in between. It's like a concert. I thought you were like, all right, it's going to be
no, it's not a concert, but it's this band, and you know, like, they're shit. It's so you, but I mean, you could have
a
range.
Yeah, but it's all internet stuff.
Yeah,
It's like they find out some town is just getting obliterated with traffic accidents because virus has infected all the traffic lights and are turning them all green.
Yeah, and then that one's about, because they're teenagers, that one's about being a safe
driving.
Driver.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. And you'd have like one of the kids, like Green Guy or cool. Mm-hmm. No, it'd be Stunt Dude. Stunt Dude for sure. Just got his driver's license.
Yeah.
Oh, he just got his driver's license and he got in an accident and he swears that it wasn't his fault.
Oh,
I don't know. You're a stunt dude, though. You're pretty radical. And he's like, I swear.
I'm sick of people judging me by my Vans and my backwards baseball cap. I'm a responsible teen.
And then Mouse is like, all right, let's go investigate.
I take driving
seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then sure enough, all the lights are turning green at the same time. And who's at it again? Virus. Okay, this is great.
Is it virus? By the way, it could be, if you use the 5, it's the virus. Viru 5.
Oh my god.
So I've already listed all 5 of them.
The Viru 5. There's 5 of them.
Yeah, you have Cyberbully, Trojan, Pirate, Sexman, and Troll.
Troll.
Holy shit.
Troll is a giant troll.
Troll is amazing. Cyberbully's great. Trojan's great.
Sexman.
Different Sexman.
Sexman is maybe a little lurid.
Prawn.
Prawn?
Prawn! That way you get away with it.
No. Well, that's story break, everyone. Tune in next week.
Wait, what was the 5th one? I liked all yours.
Troll.
Wait, so troll? Sorry, I'm just going to keep repeating these because I love them so much.
Cyberbully, Trojan, Pirate.
Pirate, okay.
Troll, and Prawn.
What does Prawn look like?
I feel like Troll and Prawn are like your Bebop and Rocksteady, like Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Yeah, get them, boys!
That's what Prawn sounds like. Yeah!
Oh, God.
Okay.
Prawn is like a Tex Avery style, like humming a, I don't know. Oh, God. Prawn.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, so Viru 5. That's very good.
The Viru 5.
The Viru 5. Are these 5 horrible? Okay, that's very good. So Pirate would be the bad guy in the NSYNC one. The stock market would probably be Trojan.
Trojan, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And they're all lead speak. Their names are lead speak.
Oh, that's very good. Okay.
Oh, my God. It's
okay. All right. This is fucking banging. All right. This is so good. This is so good. This is very, very good. Okay. All right. Let's look at these internet kids. Yeah. And let's sketch them out. Yeah. Let's aced it. Freddy just 1080 no scope the villains.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got Mouse, the main kid. Then we've got, I don't want to just define just these characters by their race. Because I don't want to just be like, then we got the three white kids, the Asian lady, and the black kid.
We have Stunt Kid.
We have, so yeah, I'm assuming we just call him, you have Mouse, you have Stunts.
Well, what if these aren't their actual names, right? Like, what if Mouse's name is like, you know, like,
well, these are their internet names.
Yeah, their internet names, right? Yeah.
So you got Mouse, you got Stunts. All right, let's talk about this.
Backslash.
Backslash.
Oh, Stunts is Stunts and Backslash.
Backslash. Yes.
No, I do. I like that his name is Stunts.
Okay, his name is Stunts.
He's always doing stunts. Like, again, it's 2000, right? Like, he'd be the kid who's inspired by Jackass.
He Stunts.
I feel like Backslash has the most attitude because he's always giving like back sass. Or it's maybe the girl. Maybe the blonde girl is Backslash.
Backslash.
Backslash she's got is attitude. Cool.
Okay. Yeah. Pink girl?
Pink girl is Backslash. Okay. Green boy. What's your green boy?
Green boy. You're just trying not to say the black kid.
I'm also just thinking of all of the lazy mid-90s, 2000s things you would do with this character. I want to ironically joke about them. All right.
I know. Okay. I'm just looking at keyboards. Mouse.
Keys.
You can't call the one black character.
Oh, I was just saying.
Because I was like, oh, he's like a musician. I'm like, yeah. No, like...
How about the
other white kid? The little kid on the left there.
So
Keys,
no joke.
Yeah. Keys.
Mouse and Keys and they're buddies.
Oh, Mouse and Keys. Okay. Why? Because they're both white? I'm just going to make Will so uncomfortable with every choice he makes. Okay.
Oh, man.
Keys. No, Mouse and Keys are fun. I mean, they're all from different areas.
No, okay.
They're all buddies. So we got Mouse, we got Keys, we got Backslash.
We have XXX Nerd Ninja 420 XXX.
What is that?
I'm kidding.
Oh, I mean the X.
Just Xbox gamer tags. It's gotta be like just snappy one word.
Escape, delete, spacebar.
Shift.
Okay, shift is pretty good.
I'm shift.
Okay, Green Boy shift. So we got Stunts, Shift, Keys, Backslash. Mouse.
I like that they're all keyboard things except for Stunts.
Yes. That's very good. Stunts just never speaks. He's like not really technically part of the group. Like
Stunts is just Mouse's pot smoking older brother.
Yeah.
Who's just in detention all the time and hangs out in the IT room.
Okay, no, he's definitely not part of the actual five. Like he's the buddy that goes along. Like there's the five because Captain Planet, Power Rangers, all these have five. That seems to be the magic number.
There's six kids on the cover. You're right.
Exactly. So Stunts.
And Stunts has kind of been the farthest in the back, kind of doing his own thing.
We can't even really see his face. It's just like he's just.
All right. So we got Mouse. I like Mouse having an older brother named Stunts.
Okay. Mouse's older brother Stunts.
Okay. And then we're gonna have.
So Pink Girl is Backslash. Yeah. And her nickname is Backsass because she's got attitude.
So Pink Girl is got the tood. We've got someone who needs to be named Keys, which can't be the black kid because that's too like jazz. And then it can't be the Asian girl because that's too piano.
It's a boring white kid.
I think you could. This episode is a fucking racial landmine.
It's a boring white kid. It seems to be the one person who can't figure out how to surf correctly.
There's that one.
Oh, he's like the Arnold. He's the Arnold of the group.
So you got Mouse, and then there's okay. So Keys is all right. So then we got
like
Backslash.
Keys wishes he was Mouse, like for sure.
Okay, Backslash Shift. And we need one more, don't we?
The Asian girl.
We need the Asian girl.
Tab.
Tab's pretty good.
Tab is not bad.
Sup, I'm Tab. Deal with it.
Tab. All right, Tab. I mean, it sounds like a name. I mean, it's rather than colon. So.
It's rather than colon, is that what you just said?
Yeah. So, comma.
Just literally.
We are all staring at our computer keyboard.
Great podcasting stuff is just three fucking goobers staring at their keyboards right now.
Tab is pretty good.
Tab is not bad.
short for Tabitha.
Okay, right. Tabitha Tab.
Tab.
Wong. There you go.
Tab Wong. The only Asian name.
She's it's like, because it's Freddy, it's like, you know.
It's like Freddy. Tab Wong.
No, I'm saying that, like, it's just a nod to our good friend and fellow collaborator, Freddie Wong. Yeah,
so Tab. So
as if that makes you feel weird, Freddie, I apologize.
No, it's okay.
I mean, she's called Tab. So Tab.
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 Okay.
I mean, oh, my God.
Okay. I mean, look, internet is definitely at a disadvantage compared to Viru 5. I'll just say that.
All right. Let's go through these kids. All right. So we got Mouse. So we got red shirt Mouse, right?
He's the all-American kid, right?
So, and then we got Keys, his best bud.
Who's like a weirdo from like Norway or something.
You know, I will say from the photo, I have a
he's
larger
British. She's got goofy British accent.
Well, I do have a larger version of this, and I can see them. Maybe they were going for like Hispanic kid.
Oh, that'd be good.
You know, if you want to get the full rainbow coalition.
Oh, in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Let's do Chile.
You know, he's from Ecuador, like my family, my people.
Fine. I was...
Keys Campos.
All right, Keys Campos. Can't argue with that. That was passionate. So Keys
is from Ecuador.
Okay.
Mouse is from Brooklyn. Like,
no, South Pasadena, like my family.
Fine, he's from South Pas. This is just fucking fan fiction now.
Nice. Okay.
No, Pasadena. Keys is from Ecuador.
Tab.
I like that Mouse gets a specific area of Pasadena. And Keys gets Ecuador. Yeah, and Shift is from Africa.
And Tab
continent.
Is from Asia.
It just gets larger and larger.
Like, from London, Ecuador. Okay.
All right.
Oh my God, real quick. If there's not an episode about like them needing to break down the Great Firewall.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh,
Is the firewall like the season long? Is that something that Fire 5 is always talking about breaking down? Oh, that's what it is. The firewall is.
No, but there's actually the firewall that blocks off the internet to China, is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like real human rights shit, man.
Well, yeah. No, but I was just talking about like
fucking
the
Ai Weiwei
idea.
Shows up for an episode.
It's like an animated version.
But I do like the idea that the firewall, the firewall is something.
Oh boy!
All right, I'm gonna throw this out there, and if it's really bad, we could cut it out of the episode.
Nope.
The information super Ai Weiwei. Either that or he's like always.
I do love the idea of firewall. Just really quick, I think the firewall is the thing that protects internet.
Yeah,
from the Viru 5. Yeah. Like the Viru 5 is constantly doing all these horrible things, but they can't actually get to internet.
Oh, I see.
And that like your season long arc would be like little do you realize that Viru 5 has actually been breaking down the firewall.
Okay,
but anyways, okay. So we got. Let's go, Tab. Where's Tab from?
Tab is from South. She's from Seoul, Korea.
South Korea, nice. Yeah.
And all right, okay. So we got to figure out.
Backslash.
Which one's backslash?
Pink girl.
Pink girl is
Sweden
from
somewhere.
Sweden.
Yes. Sweden.
Or she could be from the Ukraine.
Okay.
Or
Norway.
I
have a friend from Norway.
I'm just thinking of the blonde girl from Captain Planet, who they always said she was from the Soviet Union.
She's from Russia.
Yeah.
Backslash is from Russia.
Backslash is from Russia.
Our friends.
And then Stunts.
Stunts. Well, he's from South Pass. He's Mouse's older brother.
Vale.
That's right. Vale. Yes.
Wait, what?
He's from Vale.
Vale?
Vale, Colorado. He's a snowboarder.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He lives with their dad. Oh, Mouse's parents are divorced. And his cool older brother lives with his dad, and he lives with his mom.
Or Stunt's Canadian.
From snow.
Okay, he's
from,
is he his brother or
he's
not?
From Whistler.
Let's circle back to that. Where's Shift from?
I don't have my phone. I don't have the keyboard.
Who is Shift again?
Shift,
Green Boy.
I'm assuming he's not going to be from...
Africa?
I can do South Africa, yeah.
New Kenya.
Kenya, okay, cool.
Wow, so weird how we all just get so uncomfortable the moment we have to figure out where Shift is from. Just pointing it out there. Sorry,
it is. It is. I don't want. It's you're trying extra hard.
Why would you go for South
a...
Africa? South Africa's such a whatever.
Right? What?
Never mind.
What? I was just thinking South because I like.
Actually, no. South Africa. I can see South Africa.
No, Kenya's cool. Let's do Kenya. South Africa's got a lot of like European influence and stuff.
Yeah,
too.
It's got a lot of
Kenya's,
European.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Kenya's cool. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool.
No, we got to figure out Stunts. Is he his brother? Is he Mouse's brother or not?
Yeah, the parents are divorced.
Stunts is Mouse's brother.
But the parents are divorced.
Well, so they live in separate places?
Yeah, that's what happens when people divorce, Will.
Well, no, they don't often split the kids up, though.
That's true, like, actually. That is true, actually.
You get the other kid. I mean, that can happen, but it comes from my God.
That is true. You're right. That is generally not how divorces are handled.
But you do. But you, that could happen if you got something where, like,
what the older brother. All right. What if Stunts is his stepbrother? Like, okay. The mom remarried to a new guy.
In Colorado. Okay, Stunts is his stepbrother.
And Stunts is his stepbrother who's hella into snowboarding.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Stunts sounds pretty cool.
Stunts sounds like a cool dude. Brother. Right, yeah. Stepbrother.
He's lucky his parents got divorced. He got a cool stepbrother out of it.
We are about 20 minutes left, fellas. So let's get some episode ideas on the board.
I think we've done a good job on Virus, the villains.
Yeah. We got an overall arc of the Firewall.
I want to sketch out some of the characters beyond just where they're from, like giving them like
I think that's your pilot, more or less, right? To do that, I would say if we come up with a pilot, you can more or less, all these episodes are kind of what you said. The pilot is, how do these kids all come together at
first?
Well,
no, but beyond that, I'm also just like, again, if you're trying to do the backbone of a TV show, like, I need to know who these characters are and kind of what their dynamic is as a group.
So I figured, do you think, is the pilot kind of like the first pilot of Power Rangers where it's like, you essentially see all the kids join internet?
And you can kind of get their little stories. Basically, like, you would do like a bunch of little mini vignettes from each of the kids. Yeah. Like, Mouse's thing would be like he has to go to school with his brother, his stepbrother Stunts, who he doesn't get along with, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, you would do it's this snowboarding school in Vail.
Snowboard high.
Snowboarding school.
This is the curse of trying to do multiculturalism in television, by the way, is that the broader the net you cast, the more reductive you wind up being with who everybody is, right? Like, it's like, it just becomes, you're like, we only got 3 seconds to figure out each character, and we're going to stereotype the shit out of everybody. So then it's like,
snowboarding in Colorado, and they go to a snowboarding high school.
So we're not going to do, you start thinking like, nationality, they're like this because that's what I think of those people. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, so I want to subvert that, and I want to take the effort to subvert that, right? Which is, I think, why we get a little bit more queasy the sort of further away from America we start getting with these characters. But okay, so
let's just say all these kids need to get, they're all internet kids in some way, right? They're all kids who are knowledgeable about the web.
And they all have different, like, okay, just to try to do this as quickly as possible, right?
I'll give you a suggestion. Don't look at the pictures. Think about their names, right? We got some cool names. Tab. Tab, the energy drink. Maybe she's in a fashion.
Programmer.
Soul. Words.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. Sketch this out. We're going to answer 3 questions for each kid.
Okay.
What is their living situation, right? What is their personality?
Okay.
And what do they want to be when they grow up? How do they want to use the... So let's start
And it's all internet to kind of...
All right. Yeah. So let's start with Mouse. Well, his living situation is he was from South Pasadena. His parents split up. Now he lives in Vail with his mom and her new jock husband.
Okay,
right?
Yes. And he's not...
Okay, so...
Though, I mean, he can't not be a jock because he's got this cool sideways cap.
fish out of water... You know, freezing his butt off.
In Colorado.
He's an NES kid. Well, I guess
gamer,
he's a gamer kid.
Gamer, feels isolated.
2000, what? He's like starring with Team Fortress 1?
Yeah. He doesn't see eye to eye with his cool snowboarding older stepbrother.
Diablo 2, Counter-Strike, Deus Ex.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, so he's got cool backwards.
Damn, that was a good year.
Yeah, it was a good year.
Hitman also came out. Dang.
First Hitman's not great.
I beg to differ.
Jesus. Okay. Doesn't see eye to eye with his cool older bro. Okay. Right? Yeah. Smart. Okay. So personality. What's his personality? He feels like...
He definitely obviously feels out of place. That's not his personality. I'm just trying to figure him out here. Feels out of place, right? He's split up. His family's been split up. He's in this cool snowboarding community, and he's a lame gamer kid.
He is like precocious and outgoing, and then Stunts is like embarrassed by him. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like that. He's that.
I mean, this kid feels pretty outgoing looking at this picture.
Yeah.
I would say, let's put it this way. I think maybe in South Pass he was cool.
Okay. Yes.
And he's got that confidence. He's been outspoken because he was easy. You know, again, he was
the leader of his gamer clan.
Exactly. And now he's. And now he's in video
back
game
when
high
they
school.
Were called clans, and no one thought that was weird.
Yeah, yeah, actually, good point.
They're still called clans.
Are they?
I mean, yeah. Destiny literally has a clan tab.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, I guess it's clans. Spelled with a C, so it's,
yes.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay. I just remember.
The clan can't take a clan. Okay.
Okay. Confident, outspoken.
And now he's a fish out of water. Like his the
fish
reason
out
he's,
of water.
Okay. And that I think that kind of like puts him off balance because his confidence doesn't work right
so
now.
So what does he want to be when he grows up? A pro gamer?
Yes.
Okay. He wants
or
to be
like
a gamer.
Video game designer, maybe.
I feel like pro gamer.
Pro gamer.
I feel like that's he's fair. Basically a jock, but a gamer.
I mean, to be fair, that's why it's called
it's
mouse.
Counter-Strike. Yeah, exactly.
It's mouse.
Oh,
Counter-Strike.
Yep. Yeah.
That's okay. His lucky mouse. That's why he has his mouse.
Okay. He's a real Brian D of a character.
Yep,
okay.
He's Brian
right.
D.
Let's do stunts very quickly. Okay, living situation.
Pow, just knee deep in pow pow 24/7,
knee
baby.
Knee deep in pow pow.
Actually, not to get into that, just so that we don't say he's Brian D. But it is nice to have a shorthand. He's more like the boy version of Jenny. Do you want to talk about both the...
Oh, serious. I like him being self-serious.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, like...
Imagine
stick
Jenny
his
suddenly
ass, yeah.
went to snowboarding high school.
Yeah.
It's like she was just being off balance. But, like, he's definitely more of that. He was popular.
I like that. So, and I like the dynamic confidence. With stunts would be that, like, Mouse is very serious and, like, very, like... I mean, I guess this kid doesn't look super serious on the cover, but, like, he's, like...
Yeah.
Like, we do, like, he's type A. He's serious.
He's a leader.
Type
he's
A.
He's definitely a leader type,
yeah,
so...
Hard working. Yes. Okay. Confident. Okay. He wants to be a pro gamer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And again, like, you know, he doesn't feel like he's taken seriously.
Yeah, because everybody's smokes pot.
Vail's all about
Vail's
that
like pro
weed,
video.
Baby.
Well, no, but it's also like everyone's like, pro gaming, that's dumb.
Oh,
like,
of course you do an episode where like all the like his snow brothers machines the X, are breaking his, down or something. This is definitely do something where
his brother's like getting into the X games and everyone's like, that's so cool. It's like, but what about my games?
Yeah, you do like a running pile, like he's trying to start a Counter-Strike team at his school.
Yeah.
All right. He's a pro gamer. You know, he doesn't feel like he's taken seriously, like, you know, trying to prove himself.
Yes. Oh, okay. So really quick. Sorry. The pilot would definitely be something small scale. And just to bear with me, it would be he goes to Vail. The first episode where he figures out, where he learns about the internet would be like he stops like all the snow machines or all the... things that lift people up are broken down, but it's actually because ski lifts are broken down, but it's actually because Viper 5 needs to get to the top of the mountain for some fucking artifact or whatever.
Oh,
but
dog, they're trying to break into NORAD.
Yeah, yes, exactly. So,
dog, NORAD though.
But it'd be the end of the episode would be like, yeah. Stunts is like, oh, like my little bro, like, right?
My little bro is actually pretty cool.
It's kind of cool, but the first episode he helps his bro out, and that's like, that's this internet thing is going to help him survive in Vail.
Ah, I see. Yeah. I can see
into
that.
Into NORAD, bro.
And he's going to meet these new friends, and he realizes he's cool. Like, he doesn't need all these great friends.
Okay, so I think... All right, let's move on. Yeah, I don't know, not that the pilot is important, but I think, like, the, you know, the base of the show
minutes.
Is that you've got 15 minutes. All right, so Stunts. Stunts is living deep, knee-deep in pow-pow. He's got this new younger brother who's cramping his style, right?
Yeah.
Harshing his vibe.
Bro is cramping his style. I don't think he's a huge fan of the new mom. I think it's probably the mom. I think probably Mouse's parents got divorced and he went to go live with his mom. Stunt's mom died.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like the new mom and he doesn't like the new kid. Do you know what I mean? But he also is like, he doesn't know how to express his emotions, right? So he's thrill seeking, fun loving, but doesn't know how to express himself.
He expresses himself.
Hurt by the death of his mom, feels like the new family is trying to replace the old one. I think his dad is probably like a snowboarding instructor or like works at a ski shop or something like that. And then what does he want to be when he wants to be? Again, I think that's what they wind up saying. They both want to be pro athletes because he wants to go win the X Games someday.
I was going to say he wants to be a poet deep down. I was going to say that he's got this pain underneath everything.
Oh, that's so fucking cool. Yeah, all right.
He's a
poet. He wants to be a poet.
I mean,
honestly,
he tells everybody he wants to be in the X Games.
But he tells everybody he wants.
And when he first gets to ride in the internet,
he's like one of those
surfers.
He sees
the world of all literature and his eyes widen.
Yes, that's great.
He after he skis, he's like, brother, do you know what I do when I ski, when I snowboard, when I get to the bottom of the mountain? I pull out a pad of paper and I write about the world.
Yeah, I like to use this kind of Zen dude. Yeah.
Super Bodhi.
Yeah,
so like
he's
very
super Bodhi.
Yeah. He's like, like a surfer poet, but for snowboarding.
So a snowboarding poet.
Cool. Okay.
All right. Keys.
Keys. From Van Nuys.
Keys on Van
keys,
Nuys.
Keys, keys.
So now we have Brian D and we have Keys. So all the VGHS fans are loving it. All right.
Ecuador.
Okay. All right. So he's like from Guayaquil or something like that.
Is that city or urban?
That's a city. That's okay, urban.
Okay. Urban or rural.
Although you could go rural.
How old are they? Are these like 14? What age?
13, 14.
Okay. 13, 14.
Okay, yeah. So we have the kind of mid.
We got broken families, so maybe he's got just a loving family. He's a cool dude in Ecuador. He's a dork. The end. Sorry.
He's a dork. Okay. We've got two kind of cool dudes. Is Keys the nerd? Like the
Oh, yeah,
we're
saying he's
nerd.
The Arnold.
Big old. What is the Arnold? What do you mean?
Like, hey,
from,
Arnold.
From Magic. No, from Magic School Bus. Like, oh. Arnold.
Oh, well, I don't remember Arnold. That. Okay.
Arnold.
Keys is a big old nerd. Okay, yeah. I like that.
Because he's got that awkward stance.
So do you do he's like
maybe he runs like a message board or something. That's where they, right? Or like, you know, just something more internet related that's mm-hmm. kind of his thing, you know?
He runs the AV club. He runs the AV club in his school in Ecuador.
Reclusive, runs. That's like kind of a leadership thing, though. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it's him.
It's just he's the whole AV club. He's reclusive, big old nerd. He is the AV club. At
oh, you
his
could do.
School.
Could you do that? He's like the movie buff. Like he gets like VH. Like in terms. Like I don't know. Like he runs the AV club and he did that because he likes to. He would be the pirater. Mm-hmm. He's the one, especially. And I don't know. If this is necessarily true, but like, you know, a lot of piracy comes from other countries. Obviously, it's like it takes longer for them to get movies and other stuff. And it's like he's got the AV club. He's got those VHS tapes he collects. He freaking got onto from Napster originally. So like, this is like his sin deep down is like, he's actually a pirater. So you could do an episode where pirate like seduces
him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
So yeah, he's a dork. He's just like the AV club guy who talks about like the animes that come down that he sees Godzilla. He likes, you know, I had a friend, Luis Salazar, who was super into Godzilla, and he was kind of like, I mean, just like the most lovable dude, but a big old dork. And it's like I could see this kid as being kind of like that.
Okay, reclusive big old nerd. He is the AV club at his school, so he's a culture junkie. He loves music. He loves movies, anime. The internet is his gateway to that.
Yeah,
my God, pirate would have him in his clutches.
Oh, that'd be a good way to think about which one of these vices would seduce each one of these characters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So Tab's a sex addict.
Prawn is just the big sword of Damocles hanging over this show right now. All right, we got 8 minutes, boys. We got to put the pedal to the metal. Okay. All right, so Keys a reclusive big old nerd. What's his home life? What's his situation?
I think he's got
his dad's a principal.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's a good little
dad
piece of
the
conflict.
Principal.
Which makes him feel even more
school.
Dorky.
Mom is the math teacher.
Of course, he blames them for his low social status. But it's like,
blames
no, you're just a big
them
old dork.
For his low social status, but
it's because he's a dork.
A big old dork like they. He's just a big old dork like they are.
Yeah.
So I like that he's the kid with two loving parents, but he doesn't get along with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yep.
Like they are. So he is. So he's kind of like a loner. So he's this culture junkie, right? Like he's obsessed with music and movies and anime. You know, and he's looking for someone to share that passion with. Yeah. Like he spends all of his free time. He's like, all the kids in my school don't fucking get how cool the world is that I do.
Yeah.
So he spends all his free time online. In message boards, talking with Mouse and
I think these people have all found reasons to become experts or really knowledgeable about the internet. Obviously, probably maybe all three of us, or at least definitely me and Freddie, got into like you learn a lot about the internet when you're trying to find those sick samurai and Hong Kong action movies that you can't find elsewhere.
Yeah. What does he want to be when he grows up?
Filmmaker.
Filmmaker. Okay,
we got 7 minutes.
Yeah. All right. He wants to be a movie.
Two and a half minutes.
No, he wants
each.
To be a journalist, I think.
Okay, journalist.
Like a video game critic or something like that. Like,
okay,
you know,
I like
a
that.
Culture
then,
critic. Okay, yeah, he probably has a blog. He has a blog where he writes about all the shit he said.
Totally.
Okay.
All right, Tab.
Tab is so Tab is
apparently, I like doing something I think she was the most social, right? Like barely it's like if she was the message board, it's like she runs I don't know, when I think of Tab I just think of that drink, which is like this very fashionable, cool
okay,
and Sol is also
Sol
is very fashion oriented when I went there.
Interesting. Okay.
Oh, I know it is. They're enjoying their.
It's urban. It's very, it's an urban. Like, I like the idea of like having her be super, you know, in the big city, urban.
Yeah, it's also not what you traditionally, if you go and talk about breaking the stereotypes, not what you traditionally see with the Asian girl.
So,
stereotype.
Ironically,
she's more like the valley girl than what you. Yes, she's the valley girl, essentially.
Fashionista, valley girl. Why is she so into the internet?
No, because that's where you can get all the hottest tips. That's where you get like the new fashion trends. She's like the first like makeup vlogger, mm-hmm. right? She's like in the connection. She's the one who definitely like her main time spent on the AOL chat rooms.
Anyway, lots of chat rooms. She would be the one who would get lured into like like the ASL. Like hey, like she's got an online boyfriend who turns out to be Prawn or whoever.
Yeah. yes, she'd be the first one. She'd be the first one to have the 4,000 friends on MySpace. Like she's the socialite.
In the internet sense, yeah.
Sure. Totally. Cool. What does she want to be?
She doesn't know
it's
yet.
Again, if you were to set this back and then it should be like, it's like I want to put like videos of me in my life.
Yeah, she wants to be an icon. She wants to become famous. She wants to be famous.
She will become the first vlogger, okay, but she doesn't know it yet.
I'm bumping us up to Shift. So let's do Shift. Okay,
who's Shift?
Shift is the kid from Kenya.
Okay,
Math Whiz. Parents are super wealthy.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Coming from a place not traditionally seen as racially very isolated. You'd definitely be very 1% essentially.
Yeah.
Even more so.
So Keys, it seems like Keys is a bit more of like the goth. Like Keys is like the, Moody. He's a rebel, right? Like I listen to rock music and watch horror movies, right? Like the goth slash rebel is what I'm seeing for Keys.
Okay.
And then Shift is the big honking nerd.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Like Keys is the guy that's like Pitchfork Media.
He's that
reviews.
He's that goth that wears khaki pants and green polo shirts.
That's not Shift. You're looking at Shift. Green polo shirt is Shift.
Yeah, we're talking about Shift.
Keep going.
Shift is the nerd. Keys is the goth.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. Keys is like the snarky film blog, rock music, blah blah blah.
Okay,
Shift is Math Whiz. Parents are super isolated. He's this big honking nerd. He has a crush on his computer programming teacher who comes to the house because he's homeschooled and like this super. You know what I mean? And so he has.
He's the one that Prawn is.
He's the programmer. Sure. Yeah,
looking for love.
Okay,
right?
In that case, I would do. He's suppressed, right? He's not probably. He doesn't go out very much.
Oh no! Here's what you fucking do. He and Tab meet up. He is Tab's online boyfriend. And they never met, and they don't know each other that well. But like, it's like there's like this online romance, and
she's like, "It's really cool. I have this like really smart boyfriend from Kenya."
Yeah, and he's all tongue tied whenever he meets her, right? Yeah.
Very good.
So homeschooled, romantic, secretly. Tab doesn't know he's her fucking boyfriend. She's like, it's just this guy. Do you know what I mean? It's like, because he doesn't have the courage to tell her when they meet up on the internet.
And of course, he finds out because he's the most hacker.
Yeah.
He's the smartest.
He's the hacker. He's the one who knows the deep. And
he wants to be fucking Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
He wants to run a huge Silicon Valley company. He wants to make Silicon Valley in Kenya. He wants to be a huge programmer.
All right, very quickly, backslash, I think you do is like the social justice person.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, this is a person like online journalism, activism.
Yeah.
She's passionate, she's idealistic.
Setting it in Russia is interesting, too. Yeah.
Online, social. She would be the one who would be huge into like Pussy Riot. Like,
it was in 2000.
She's a social justice warrior, right?
I feel like she's more, I feel like if you want to do that, I think she's the goth. Like, again, I think Keys is just a dork.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's a dork, and then Ken Shift is the nerd.
Yeah, yeah. There's a difference,
right?
There is a difference.
He's a geek, we'll say. Yeah. Like pop culture geek. Okay. Keys is probably your comedy relief in that sense. Okay, so proto-social justice warrior, what's her backstory? Is it like you do like her dad is like a political dissident or something like that? Or like her parents are...
Damn.
Like, you know what I mean?
It's like every time she comes in and she has something, they all look at each other.
Shit, that's like super
real.
That's some real shit you're dealing with. father is,
Yeah, I can see like professor. Like
father's a professor. Yeah, yeah. I like that. Mother is a political...
You want to know how she got into the internet activist. Shit is like she helps her dad freaking... hide his, like if he does blogging and stuff, like political blogging, it's like she's young and she got into the internet and she helped him like freaking like...
I kind of like having a little bit of a hacker bend.
That's what I mean. Using VPNs and like protecting his IP address from if he's going to post like political stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's how she got into the internet stuff. Is learning how to connect with
so
rebels.
Paranoid, right? Probably not trustworthy at all.
So she's feisty paranoid.
She's like the weirdest. She would be like your not River, but the girl from Firefly. I always forget her name. Like not that weird, but she's like definitely the most like edgy, like caffeinated. Like she is just paranoid and kind of like sporadic.
I don't know about that.
No? Okay. We have a lot of cool comm kids.
Okay. All right. We got a minute and a half for backslash here. proto-social justice warrior. Father's a mother. Father's a professor. Mother's a political activist. So she again, it's like the.
It's like the. I was trying to. Like,
I was like, but she's feminist. I'm like, that's not a personality.
That's why I don't want to. I don't want to do. If you're trying to subvert everything, I don't want to just do like the cool, calm, political like activist who's like
paranoid. If you're gonna do paranoid, do
like
Butters.
Like not obviously to that extreme, but like she's got like again, everybody here is pretty like. Chill, like
paranoid. Is she like the blunt one? Like
yes, like she would just like say
blunt,
yes,
slap, blunt, mean,
blunt, mean, kind of socially. Yes,
she's socially most, awkward.
Yes, you won't literally say on the spectrum, but yeah, you know, yeah. A little bit on the spectrum.
Okay,
she's the one who would just point out, like, yes, she would be the one who's like, oh, you guys just discovered your boyfriend and girlfriend. That's awkward. Are you gonna make love now? Like,
yeah,
and they're like,
yeah. Okay,
we're 12.
We're 12. Yeah. So,
blunt, she's like, mean, socially awkward. What does she want to be? A journalist? Do we want to do that?
The first queen of Russia.
Journalist kind of makes more sense here.
I think they had it. Didn't they? I mean, they had the czars back then.
Yeah,
the
she wants to be the first ruler of
all
Russia.
Right, okay. There were.
Okay. I don't want to be ambitious. Fine. See, we already have a journalist, don't we?
No, we don't. We have a music critic. But I'm like, again, what I was trying to get at was you have the different kind of internet things, like someone who's an activist.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get at. We don't have an activist. So it seems like you would do someone who wants to.
Okay, she wants to be a journalist.
Yeah.
Something I like that.
Yeah. And by the way, that's our time. That's our time.
Ooh. That's our time, baby.
That's pretty good.
So
and we
internet,
actually had time to break all five characters
kind of
to a degree.
Just cranked out like basically our five mains. The villains kind of speak for themselves, luckily.
I mean, no, it's you got these five kids who all have different backgrounds and life goals
all across
the world who fight against the Viru Five, which are five horrible, like essentially the internet version of the five deadly sins, the seven deadly sins, and they are hired by internet, the sentient being that is the internet, who wants the internet to be used for good, mm-hmm. and there's people who are you know using it for evil, and ultimately there's also these Viru Five. The ultimate goal they want is to get into the internet itself mm-hmm. and run the internet
and corrupt it
and corrupt it. Yeah, and these kids stop it.
That's a good season two turn. Is internet goes evil.
Oh, like, yeah, the firewall goes down. The firewall goes down and Viru Five.
By the way, I don't think there is a firewall. I think the team is called Firewall.
Nice.
They are Firewall.
That's actually the secret. They think it's Firewall. They keep talking about how they're going to break down. Yeah. They're like, they're going to break down the firewall. And they're like, we cannot stop that.
But they are Firewall.
They are Firewall.
They are the thing that protects the internet.
And one of them succumbs to one of the Viru Five.
And Viru Five pits them against each other, right?
Yes.
And then so they have to come back stronger than ever.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's very great. Good. I've watched this.
By the way, you totally do a fucking season like 8 once it goes off the rails thing where like the internet is dying. So it Shift merges with internet.
Oh,
and
shit.
And then he becomes like a Doc Manhattan for a season, right? And then it's like a Dark Phoenix thing where Shift and like internet
Shift,
like meld with
Shift
each other.
Shift realizes the only way to save the day is he has to break away from the other four and the internet, and he has to merge with internet himself. And then, of course, he becomes like an evil god.
Yeah, and then they have to. And then you get that classic TV show series finale thing where it's like, Shift, remember who you are. And he goes, and then there's like all these flashbacks.
And then he kills all four of them. You're like, what happened? And then you end the season.
It's like a big cliffhanger, and then it gets canceled, and everyone gets frustrated because we didn't get closure.
Shit.
And there it is. I like that show. I think we got it.
Internet. The kids after
Scholastic. Get
the Scholastic's
at us.
Internet.
Internet.
Very, very good, all guys. I want to do a quick shout out to the people leaving very, very nice reviews on our iTunes page. Lil Brother gave us a 5-star review saying that the podcast helped change the way I think about stories. It's hilarious, but also builds creative muscles when tackling storytelling and story making. Thank you, Freddie Mantle. I just wanted to say that because he thanks us. You're welcome, Lil Brother. If you folks like what you hear, could you do us a favor? Head on over to iTunes, leave a rating, leave a review. We are, you know, junkies and incredibly like lacking in self-confidence, so we read all of them
pretty much every time we're stuck on a part of the script, and me and Will take a break from writing and look at the iTunes reviews and be like, oh please someone else review us and then you get 5 stars and we go, oh my god, maybe we're not bad at our jobs, and then we write our movie faster. So
yeah you can hit us up at
guys, we just got an 84th review.
Did
just
we?
Got an 84th rating.
Welcome to an hour and a half ago
live. Oh, wait, that was the one you just said. Yeah. Never mind. Okay.
and also thank you, everybody, for tweeting at us. People have done just awesome, awesome posters in the past. You can find us at RJ Story Break on Twitter. We take ideas from people from time to time, and we definitely check that feed
And
as
there's
well.
No excuse for not having a great poster this week because you already got the material.
I mean,
you just got to put a tagline on it at this point.
Yeah, we look forward to those. So hit us up at RJ Story Break. And I don't know, any parting words, gentlemen?
We do come up
Steve,
with
Steve, safe, safe out there on the internet, y'all.
There you
don't
go.
Fall victim to Viru 5.
Viru 5's around every corner, boys and girls. What would be the sign-off for the show?
I want the theme song. We need to get Max to write a theme song for internet and the Viru 5.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you guys come up with a Captain Planet-esque theme song for this show, internet, with the Firewall versus the Viru 5, we will definitely play a little bit of it on our
We'll play
episode.
All of it, and we'll probably, I don't know, hire you.
Very good. So that's it for this week. We're going to take a little story break of our own for the next 7 days, and we'll see you again for another episode next week. See you later, everybody.